Turtle now. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Eternal Now here on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. I'll be with you for the next hour as I've selected some tasty treats for today's show. It's wet and bleak, cold, and raining. That kind of wet. Not gonna bring down our spirits, though. Not with the likes of Hamlet, Minashian, who we just heard there. I have. Armenian pop music. Getting things off to a peppy start. A little less peppy up next. Bernard Parmigiani. And some of you may be saying to yourself, wow, Ortman sure does play a lot of Bernard Parmigiani on his show. To you, I say, we've never needed him more. From La Création du Monde, this is Metamore.
Thank you. Thank you. Pena de mi ten pena de mi niado ten pena de mi ten pena de mi niado quien sufrió que sufrió no puede na sufrir no puede na Promi para con bala corazón. Ten pena de mí, ten pena de mi niado, ten pena de mí, ten pena de mi niado.
You don't have to know a dope addict to be worried about drug addiction. If you walk home at night alone or ride the subway or if there's a teenager in your family, you should be worried. Governor Rockefeller's worried. As much as half the crime in New York City is caused by addicts. That's why the governor has sponsored a tough new law that can get addicts off the streets for up to 3 years. 3 years of supervision, medical care, psychiatric treatment, and retraining. The new Rockefeller law is harder on pushers, much harder. They can be put away for 20 years. Now it's their turn to be worried.
Thank you. Arrive que tout dans mon Hello, my name is Helene, and I'm your personal psychic.
Hello.
Hello. Before we begin, I want to make sure that you are aware of the charges you will be incurring during this phone call.
Well, I heard the recording at the beginning of the call, so...
So you understand what the cost is per minute and that the charges will appear on your credit card bill as FPM Incorporated?
Yes, I think I understand all that.
Okay, good.
So, you're Helene, huh? I was kind of hoping I'd get to talk to Dion.
There's no Dion here.
No, Dion Warwick.
Oh, well, yes, she doesn't actually do the reading.
Well, but this is the Psychic Friends Network.
Well, this is the Friends Psychic Network. We don't have an affiliation with Dion Warwick or the Psychic Friends Network. That's something different.
Well, but you do have a celebrity spokesperson, right?
Yes, we do. We have Cilla Black.
Okay, well, am I being billed for this so far?
Yes, you are, sir. Oh. At the beginning of the call.
Well, then let's get the reading underway.
Right. I need to know your birth date and the place and time.
Well, okay. First of all, I'm a nationally known comedian. My name is Neil Hamburger.
Really? This is Neil Hamburger?
Yeah.
I've seen you.
You've seen me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes. You know, I have been around for many years, so it's possible you would be familiar from my my near television appearances.
Well, I was a Shakespeare parlor.
Oh. Well, where are you located?
We're here in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, I know I've played there before. I can't quite place the evening, but...
It was at a Shakey's downtown, and my husband and I were there. We were, like, the only people there, and
he
kept coming up to our table and, you know, cracking jokes and stuff, and my husband asked if we could have a little privacy.
Oh, yeah, that show. Well, you know, we usually have a bigger crowd, and, you know, I was just trying to connect with the audience, you know. It's part of the routine, and, you know, with a bigger crowd, it goes over real well.
Oh, I'm sure it does, sir. Well, let's see now. I'm looking at your charts here, and I see maybe a breakup or a divorce recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you're very accurate so far, but as I always say to the club owners where I perform, and we do perform at a lot of very nice, you know, it's not just the experience that you had. We perform in a lot of very nice venues, and I always tell them it pays to hire a professional, and, you know, and they get a professional show, and, you know, usually we're happy, and they're happy, and the audience is happy, so, you know, it's been a great career.
Well, yeah, oh, let's see now. I'm looking at career. You know, I think I see some changes coming up. Maybe a change of direction. Maybe some sort of change. Do you do paperwork or accounting or anything? This might be something governmental or with a big agency.
Now hold on here. All I've ever done is comedy. That's my life.
Well, you know, change is positive. Sometimes changes are very positive. They're really in line with the whole. This one looks like it would be a positive thing.
Well, hold on a minute. I never even gave you my birth date. I mean, where are you getting this information? It just doesn't seem right.
Intuition, you know, that's what we are. We're psychics here.
Well, I just don't think it's fair to judge my whole career on that one show that you saw in Clearwater. I mean, I perform 365 nights a year, and this is a good show.
This is just off the top of my head, you know. I'm bringing these things in. This is just information I'm receiving.
Well,
it's not like I'm just...
I just think you're judging me. Well, I'm not going to leave comedy. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat.
Yeah,
if they want to take my comedy career away from me, they're going to have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers. Good day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. We are back. We've returned. Wasn't that delightful? We just heard there a track from the 1983 Japanese compilation, Bright Young Aquarium Workers. I cannot say the artist or the title because they are both in Japanese, and I don't know that language at all. But I will be copying and pasting the information from Skogs and posting it on the playlist for your perusal. Just in front of that, of course, Neil Hamburger. Comedy Faded from the Stars. That's taken from a Banana Fish compilation, CD of Yesteryear, Banana Fish, the Fantastic Experimental Noise Annual from the 90s into the 2000s. If you don't know it, check it out. If you do know it, revisit it. In front of Neil Hamburger, we had SPK from the album Auto Da Fe. Track there, Twilight of the Gods. Seems like this is the period where they started getting industrial gothy versus their gnarly industrial harshness of the earlier period of the SPK. From Down Under. And DDAA from France, just in front of that, from their album Ronsard. We heard Afin Kuto Jama. Weird French group, also from the late 70s. As is SPK. Also unique in their own ways. Interesting packaging on the earlier releases. Artwork's always good. If you want something different, go DDAA. In front of that, Kino. Spirits of the Night. From the album Fabulous Bongo Ping Pong Percussion. A little something to spice it up today. In front of that, Music Improvisation Company with a self from the self-titled album. We heard Third Stream Boogaloo. We had Hugh Davies in there, Electronics Whiz. Derek Bailey, amongst the notables. I believe there's a five piece. Just before that, speaking of notables, Ennio Morricone. Another soundtrack bit from Exorcist 2. The most talked shit upon of the Exorcist installments. I think it's fine. I mean, you know, it's not the best. It's no Exorcist 3, but it's a nice way to burn off a couple hours on your Saturday afternoon. We heard Great Bird of the Sky. Or Sunday afternoon, for that matter. In front of that, we heard A Tiny Little Blip from Germany by Michael Bartel. From the release Calm, we heard track 2, which was like 5 seconds. Really like his earlier project, Nautilus Deconstruction. It's worth looking up. Before that, Ann Ritchie and Andre Lewin Richter. From the album Interpreta Obras, we heard Den Zedeid. A murky, beautiful little cloud of a thing there. And of course, we did start off with Bernard Parmigiani. La Création du Monde. Was that? Creation of the Mouth? Genesis of the Mouth? Thanks for joining. As the rain continues to pummel my studio window, I bid you adieu. I'm probably going to keep on listening to records here myself, but thanks for joining me. It's been a real gas. For WFMU.org, this is Andy Ortman signing off for another episode of The Eternal Now. Have a great rest of your day.